Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by my partner and good buddy Don Goldberg and our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell. And we're here to answer your questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, just about anything related to nutrition. And the phone number in the studio, once again, 1-800-321-0710. Those of you who've been hanging on the phones over the break, thank you so much. And let's talk to Rose, calling from Brooklyn.
Yes, I'm 94 years old, and I have trouble sleeping. I tried Ambien. The first night it worked. The second, it had no effect. So what was the name of that lady who had said, was so ecstatic about the tryptophan?
Her name was Sarah.
It was Sarah. And it's called what, Doctor's Best?
Well, Doctor's Best is one of the companies that makes it.
Oh.
But it's tryptophan.
It's just tryptophan. And how many milligrams?
It comes 500 milligrams.
500.
And if you're taking it for sleep, you would take it about, half hour, 45 minutes before bedtime.
Yes.
Your hopeful bedtime, and take it away. To make sure you don't have any other protein food.
No, just with orange juice.
Yeah, take it with some orange juice. And good luck.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Rose.
Okay,
thanks for calling.
Bye.
God bless her. 94 years old. That's great. It's wonderful. Okay, next we have Joyce calling from Manhattan.
Hi. I'm sure you can help me with this. A couple of weeks ago, I went to my doctor. I'm a senior citizen, and my entire life, I've had low blood pressure, sometimes a little too low. And for the past 15 years or so, it fluctuates between 97 and 120, usually around 110. And when I went to him a couple of weeks ago, I saw the look on his face. He said, "Your pressure is high." Well, I didn't want to know what it was, because I didn't want to worry about it, and I said, "Is it very bad?" He says, "No, we'll just have to watch it." So I'm going in to see him next month. I want to be prepared. I want ammunition. Hopefully, that was just a fluke, and I'll be back to my usual normal blood pressure. But should it be high, and he suggests medication, I really don't want to take medication. Is there something that I can take that's an alternative to a drug?
Yeah, there is. But first of all, let me just say that what you should be doing is get yourself at Wilner's or any other pharmacy, get yourself a blood pressure machine, something where you can measure your blood pressure at home. You know, sometimes people go to a doctor and for some reason they get a little nervous, and that's why their blood pressure.
But that's the only place where you have your blood pressure taken.
No, that's why I'm telling you, get yourself a home blood pressure machine.
Well,
okay.
Don't say a machine. That makes it sound something, you know, just so a little kit, a little tester.
It's a little nothing. You know, you wrap it around and it pumps up and it's all digital. You don't have to do anything.
And what do I do?
And you just check it once or twice a day, you know, and just see, because that's the right thing to do. You know, what happens, you know, every day? If it's high every day, then, you know, the doctor may indeed say, "Hey, you know, it's probably advisable that you do something about your blood pressure."
And there's nothing I can take but a drug.
No,
well,
that's not true.
Well, not yet.
No.
I mean, you know, it's...
No, I wouldn't take
anything
now.
All right, when you said that you had low blood pressure,
Yeah.
Do you mean you had low blood pressure, or do you mean that you had normal blood pressure previously?
All my life, I've run low blood pressure.
Low, okay.
Between 97 and 120. And this was a one-time thing so far.
Right.
When I go back next month, he didn't suggest medication. He said, we'll watch it, and I'm going back next month.
Well, one of the things that can give you high blood pressure is worry and stress, and it sounds like you're worrying a little bit too much about this so far.
You know something?
You know, your doctor, the one that you've been going to on a regular basis, and who has been monitoring you and who took the reading, he's the best judge of whether you really have a problem or not. And look, we're happy to give some information on blood pressure, but I think we'd be doing you a disservice. Wait and see what he says the next time. I think Arnie was absolutely correct. The best thing to do is get one of the little kits. They have little digital ones, if that makes it easier, no big deal. And you can start checking your blood pressure periodically during the day. And that's really, sometimes a doctor will recommend that because they know that in the office, they have something called white coat hypertension, and it's a common thing for somebody's pressure to be higher in the office than it is normally. So that would really be what you should be doing now, is starting to monitor your own blood pressure rather than worrying about, well, gee, if it ends up being high, then is he going to recommend drugs, and what can I do? You know, I think you're over worrying, and you might be contributing to your own hypertension.
Well, this is so unusual for me. This is why I've never had high blood pressure before, so I'm really shocked.
Well, maybe you don't have it now. That's why I was suggesting, measure your blood pressure periodically.
And if all of a sudden it has changed drastically, then of course the challenge and in my opinion the most important thing is to try to determine what may have caused this change.
What do you think would cause a change like that?
It hasn't changed yet. That's what we're trying to tell you.
No, I mean that one time. What do you think could have caused that one time?
Maybe his machine wasn't working right. really. That's why. That's. I'm serious.
Okay.
You know, maybe his machine went kaflooey or something.
Maybe you were sick that day. There was some. You know, that you really can't base it on what. As a matter of fact, I'd be surprised if he didn't go back and recheck it again later during your time at the office there. Usually.
Oh, he did.
Okay.
It was the same.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the same.
All right. Well, I
he's
okay,
the best.
Okay, I'll look
best
into that kit.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. See, that was easy, wasn't it? Okay. Now,
well, no, it wasn't.
I know.
Easy.
That's
actually,
what I was being. I was being facetious there. Okay. Next, we have William from my hometown of Brooklyn.
How you doing, guys?
Okay.
I want to raise my HDL. I have a good number, but I want to get it even higher.
What's your HDL?
72.
I don't know that you'll be able to get it to any much higher than that. That's pretty good.
Well, isn't the important thing, Arnie, isn't it important to know what the LDL is, or the total? I mean, more so than just one number?
Yeah, the LDL is 97.
Oh, you're in great shape.
I have a sleeping problem, too, so maybe I'm not in such great shape.
No, but that it may not have anything to do with the HDL and LDL.
And my C-reactive protein, probably, because I have psoriasis, so maybe I'm not in such great shape that I think I am.
Okay, you're in great shape cholesterol-wise, and you're in lousy shape everywhere else.
Right.
All right.
Okay. We've discussed tryptophan.
Right.
Okay, which would be in, no reason why you couldn't take tryptophan.
I'm taking a sleeping product, Lunesta. I only sleep like 3-4 hours a night on it. I'm a very poor sleeper.
Well,
always have been.
Well, maybe there's a tryptophan situation going on with you. I would, let the Lunesta get out of your system. It's not really doing that much for you. And try the tryptophan.
Right.
Hey, look, the bad news is you only sleep 3 or 4 hours a night. The good news is you get to watch Conan.
I was thinking maybe take a little niacin.
Brian and what's the other one?
A little niacin to help me a little bit.
Of them. There's all sorts of things you could try, William. You seem to have an idea, know what you're doing. Try them. We wouldn't be any... all we can do is surmise and give you our best guesstimate of what we think would be the right thing to do.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, William. Thanks
for
the call.
I guess William was looking for us to mention the things that will increase HDL cholesterol, although I think he already knows it. He mentioned niacin if you want something that really powerful.
I think he
almost, in some ways, he sounds like Joyce in a way. I think maybe he's worrying so much that's why he can't sleep.
All right, well, let's move on. Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course, and some good news. The entire line of American and Home Health products are now on sale at 35% off list price. Okay, you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR, and our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We shall return after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Ever wonder how some people have smoother, firmer skin that never gives away their age? It's in the berries, in Goji Berry Anti-Aging Skincare Formulas from Home Health. These beauty formulas represent a breakthrough in age-defying skincare, delivering the powerful antioxidant protection of the goji berry. Developed to rejuvenate prematurely aging skin, goji berry facial cream, eye cream, and hand and body lotion are scientifically formulated with vitamins, certified organic botanicals, and health-promoting skincare ingredients like hyaluronic acid, retinol, and vitamin K. Together with the exotic goji berry, these nutrients reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles while hydrating, nourishing, and protecting your skin. No parabens, no fragrances, and no animal products. Goji Berry formulas from Home Health are non-greasy and absorb quickly. Give your skin the age-defying advantage of Home Health Goji Berry Anti-Aging Skincare Formulas. Newly available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always are running special sales. Here are some current examples. American Health, Home Health, 35% off list. Natrol, Nature's Way, Natron, Herbitint, and many other lines at 30% off list. You can check the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com. You can also pick up our latest reference catalog. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com, and you can subscribe online.
And, of course, the other option is to stop by and visit us at either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just one block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls again in just a moment.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Relief features Decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that Decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Heart disease is the number one killer of women and men in the United States. Obviously, we want to do whatever we can to reduce our risk. One thing we can do is supplement with CoQ10, a lipid-soluble vitamin-like nutrient present in nearly all human tissues and involved in cellular energy production and cardiovascular health. But not just any CoQ10. The new, more bioactive form of CoQ10 from Blue Bonnet is what you want. Blue Bonnet's cellular active CoQ10 ubiquinol soft gels provide the new active antioxidant form of CoQ10 ubiquinol rather than the more common form of CoQ10 ubiquinone, which must be converted to the active antioxidant form in the body. Ubiquinol has been shown to be significantly more effective in saturating blood plasma levels than ubiquinone. Blue Bonnet currently offers ubiquinol in 50 and 100 milligram soft gels. So when it really matters, go for the best. Go for Blue Bonnet's cellular active ubiquinol CoQ10 soft gels. Blue Bonnet products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And, you know, speaking of Dr. Podell, wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who is expert both in conventional and alternative medicine? Well, you'd probably have a line all around the block waiting to get into your office. And that's what's happening in Springfield, New Jersey, where Dr. Podell's office is. They're right around the block. Why is that, Dr. Podell?
There are no sidewalks. And
there you go.
They're knocked over by the traffic. Thank you very much. You know, I was thinking, what kind of people do I see coming to me? And these are people who are all largely self-selected, and almost all of them have seen 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other doctors. The kind of conditions they have can be anywhere around the block. They may have chronic fatigue syndrome, they may have fibromyalgia, they may have depression, anxiety, irritable bowel, headache. We have an autism program. What they have in common is that these are not conditions that are self-limiting. And they're also not conditions, by and large, that are progressive, like cancer or something of that sort. They're conditions that stress the body's natural healing systems and seem to block the body's natural healing systems. So what we try to do is to add on to whatever conventional therapies you're on, or sometimes substitute, what we call the holistic support of the body's natural healing systems. And by that we mean we're looking at mind-body techniques, we're looking at nutritional techniques, we're looking at herbal techniques, certain physical therapy techniques, certain acupuncture techniques. And we find that when you add these on, you get a better result in almost any chronic illness, almost without exception. Not every patient, but almost every chronic illness is going to benefit from this sort of holistic approach.
Okay.
Oh, where you reach
us. How do they reach
yes,
you?
Yes, it's telephone number 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. 9191 or on the web, it's drpodell.org, drpodell.org.
Thank you.
I sort of thought you weren't telling the number. It was part of this mind-body thing that you were doing. You were kind of telepathically projecting it.
That's right.
Well, I was, but it wasn't getting through.
Yeah, there you go. Sometimes you need a little backup, Don.
It must be radio frequency interference or something. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, our next caller is Joey from Staten Island. Hi, Joey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I'm sitting on my couch now, and I make wine, so I was drinking some of my wine.
Good for you.
But it's good wine. If you want, I'll hook you guys up. I'll send it to the studio.
No, but someone else to take it. Don't send it here.
But I suffer from depression, and I was taking I take Vicodin.
Yeah.
So I took two, and now I'm feeling a little dizzy, woozy. And perspiring from the underarms. Is there anything I can do about that?
Maybe stop drinking wine.
Yeah, and stop taking Vicodin. It's not good for you.
Well, no. I mean, the bottom line is that we don't know what's wrong with you. And you need to see your doctor and get some of this straightened out.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk to Ann from Montclair, New Jersey.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. How do you cure a constant case of diarrhea? It doesn't matter what I eat.
A constant for how long?
Well, for maybe a couple of weeks.
I know Dr. Podell is probably going to tell you right off the bat that you are at danger of dehydration and you should probably be in the hospital or in a doctor's office if you truly have had diarrhea for 2 weeks.
Yeah. The diagnosis comes first, and, you know, you could have a bacterial infection, you could have a viral infection, you could have a parasite infection, you could have developed ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, or it may be irritable bowel and there are stress responses. We don't know.
I tried stuffing myself with carbohydrates. That doesn't work.
Okay, well, that eliminates one. What I'm saying is that there are a number of causes. Once you determine the cause, the nutritional or mind-body treatment then follows. But if you don't know the cause, it makes a whole lot of difference whether or not you've got yourself a parasite, let's say amoeba, or whether you've got Crohn's disease. They're treated entirely differently.
Yeah.
And that's where you need the doctor's help.
And we're not suggesting these options as an alternative to seeing a doctor, but other things that would apply to diarrhea would be probiotic supplements. Good, strong probiotic supplements would probably be helpful in addition to seeing your doctor. Maybe fiber supplements would probably be helpful in addition, as Dr. Podell said, to seeing a doctor and determining the underlying cause. But again, none of these things...
Well, I tried taking fiber, but where would I get tested for this?
Well, you start with your family doctor. The family doctor may refer you to a gastrointestinal specialist, may refer you to a parasite lab, but you start with the family doctor.
By the way, does Dr. Podell practice reconstructive therapy?
Well, why
don't
we...
Sounds like plastic surgery, but the answer is no.
No. okay. Well, okay, thank you.
I'm not quite sure how that connects with diarrhea, but I don't know that I want to even pursue that for the moment.
Okay, Ann, thanks so much for that call. Okay, you know, Don, we did that commercial from Bluebonnet for the ubiquinol. You know, that's one of the SNPs that the nutrigenomics tests for. In other words, that Solgar genetic testing, one of the tests they'll do will determine whether or not you're able to convert regular CoQ10 over to the active form of CoQ10. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So that's for those of you listening who were trying to think how this genetic testing can fit in, and you know what Don mentioned earlier about specific nutrients just for you. You know, if you have that particular, they call them SNPs, if you have that particular SNP from both of your parents, you know, definitely, or the probability is that you aren't able to convert that um, that CoQ10 over to ubiquinol, and you're one of the people who would definitely need that type of supplement.
Now, the same thing would apply, Arnie, to like for certain vitamins.
Yeah,
some people
might
be able to convert, let's say, a B12 or something.
That's right.
You would need
the
coenzyme form of certain vitamins, and this will help you to determine that.
Yeah.
And I guess the other...
Okay, you know what we have to do? We have to break now for a commercial and then go to traffic.
Hi, this is Dr. Sally Bird. Are you aging too fast? Did you know that at 30 years old, your body starts reducing its collagen production, and by the time you're 50, you've already lost 30%? This impacts the way you age. I have with me today my good friend Dr. Vanessa, a dedicated research scientist, to tell you what you can do.
I'm Dr. Vanessa. I have been conducting clinical case studies for the past 15 years on a wide variety of diseases and advanced disorders. My advanced anti-aging 3 collagen formula may help repair and renew cells for firmer, younger-looking skin with reduced fine lines and wrinkles at any age. It also helps to promote restful sleep, healthy joints, bone density, weight loss, and body shaping with improved immune function.
Redefine your aging process with Anti-Aging 3 Collagen. Start today. See the difference.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
It's been a busy afternoon on the Cross Bronx Expressway. It took over an accident to clear up a multi-vehicle crash over by the Alexander Hamilton Bridge on the eastbound side. Now that the accident's gone, we're still dealing with residual delays. Westbound side from the Bronx River Parkway right on up. Bruckner-Deegan combination will be a much smarter option as you travel through the Bronx. Also keep in mind, getting into town at the GW Bridge now, a 45-minute wait for the upper deck. Lower deck is going to cost you 30. Lincoln Tunnel, a 5-minute wait into town. Holland Tunnel into Manhattan, 25 minutes from the Turnpike approach, 15 minutes from 109 outbound side, about a 15-minute delay. Elsewhere into the five boroughs, you've got a tight ride on the Jackie Robinson Parkway eastbound side of Union Turnpike with the crash being cleared. And the Clearview southbound side at 73rd Avenue in the left lane, there's an accident. This report is being sponsored by Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue is the doctor recommended to eliminate flakes and itch and contains aloe and moisturizers to keep both your hand and scalp healthy. Never wear black without the blue. That's Selsun in Blue. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Why do some people who rarely exercise have better bone density than others who exercise all the time? And why can some people eat lots of fast food and never pay the consequences, while others have to adhere to the strictest of diets to maintain their health? The answer may be in your genes. None of us were born with perfect genes. The problem is, how do you know which ones are functioning optimally and which ones are not? And if you did know, what could you do about it? Well, a new program from Solgar may be the answer. Called Nutrigenomics, a simple test is now available to help you identify where your genetic weaknesses lie. But that's not all. Solgar has developed a series of dietary supplements that are specific to whatever weaknesses the test may reveal. This revolutionary new program and product line is now available from Solgar, and we urge you to give it a try. Take some of the guesswork out of your nutritional supplement regimen. Call Wilner Chemists, 800-633-1106 for more information, or log on to www.wilner.com. Our specially trained pharmacists and nutritionists are always on hand to assist you. That's 1-800-633-1106. Listen to your genes. Nutrigenomics from Solgar.
And speaking of genetic testing and how it can be used to identify your vulnerabilities and optimize your supplement regimen, make sure you tune into our show on June 15th when we will have Dr. Shari Lieberman as our guest. You won't want to miss this program. This may be one of the most important developments in a long time. Why, for example, does one patient not respond to a certain supplement when everyone else does? She thinks this is the answer. So mark your calendar, Sunday, June 15th.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a natural vitamin C just as Mother Nature intended? Well, Nature's Way has it. New, alive, organic vitamin C. This unique whole food complex comes from four of nature's richest fruit sources, acerola, goji, amla, and kiwi. New Alive Vitamin C is stomach gentle and easily absorbed. And best of all, Alive Organic Vitamin C has no synthesizing, no culturing, and no added ascorbic acid.
just pure, potent, 100% organic vitamin C. Alive is available in two convenient dosage forms. Vegetarian capsules providing 500 milligrams vitamin C per four caps, and a soluble powder ready to be added to water, juice, or your favorite beverage. So pick up the vitamin C endorsed by Mother Nature. Alive, organic vitamin C from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries all of the Alive supplements from Nature's Way, discount priced, of course.
Here's some great news. The entire Nature's Way line, including the Alive products, now on sale, 30% off list at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's talk to Terry from Easton, Pennsylvania. Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Got a question for us?
I have a question about coenzyme Q10. I was taking 100 milligrams two times a day, I'd say for approximately a year.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started having a lot of skipped heartbeats. Then after about a week of that, they turned into a lot of extra heartbeats. At that point, I stopped taking the CoQ and every other supplement I was taking. The problem went away. I had all kinds of tests on my heart. It was fine. Could it have been due to all of the CoQ?
Well, it's unlikely, but the point is we don't know.
Okay.
They didn't find out a reason for it. I'm not aware of any overdose syndromes or anything like that in coenzyme Q, so I think it's most unlikely, but never say never.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once again, CoQ10 is a material, is a substance that is normally present in your body. It's present in high levels naturally in your heart muscle tissue.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Dr. Podell says, you know, we wouldn't expect that to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
It may have been something else that you were taking, or it may have been a pure coincidence. What you might try to do, again, you must have had some reason for taking things like CoQ10 a way back, so you could start back with lower dosages, you know, carefully and, you know, monitor, see what happens.
Okay, I did do that. I actually started taking 30 milligrams once a day, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
After a little while, I can't exactly say how many weeks, then I started getting skipped heartbeats again. But at the same time I started getting the heartbeats, I was eating a lot of dark chocolate. So I understand it could have been from the dark chocolate, too, at that time.
Mm. Well, dark chocolate is actually good for you.
Yeah.
But it's got a bit of a stimulant in it.
Yeah, it has a theobromine.
And how much coffee are you drinking?
None.
Okay.
I have no caffeine at all.
At the moment, it is still unclear as to why you're having this. And did they do a Holter monitor? And they found out that what sort of extra beats were they? Were they ventricular or atrial?
Oh, you know, I really don't know. I don't know. Yeah, but they did see all of the extra heartbeats on the Holter.
Well, for the time being, I guess you want to be conservative and say, I'm not going to take this stuff.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But you never heard of that happening to anyone?
No.
Okay.
Nobody reported it. No.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Terry.
Bye.
And next we have Jane calling from her car somewhere in Connecticut.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
Good. I have a question. I've had eczema for about 10 years, and I use Elidel, but I heard recently on your show that fish oil was maybe a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering about how much I should be taking a day. I have, like, the 1,200 milligram tablets.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, for normal people, it says three a day, but I don't know if I should step that up or...
I would probably start at the three for a while, and but go up to six.
Okay. And I just was wondering if you had any other sort of recommendations. I've sort of been dealing with it forever, but it just never seems to go away. I don't know if
well,
it could be anything else.
Can I comment real quickly, Arnie, on
real
this?
Real quickly, you can comment.
You see, the difficulty, and we touched on this with the caller last week, too, when you ask about the doses of something like fish oil, it's a competitive situation. There are things in your diet, and this is, and I want to touch on this in a second. There are things in your diet that can cause inflammation and cause the eczema to flare up, and there are other things in your diet that will do the opposite. The fish oil is a source of materials that will reduce inflammation because they are precursors to prostaglandins. Other things in your diet can are precursors to a different family of prostaglandins that will increase the inflammation. So if you were a person that ate a lot of red meat and drank a lot of milk and ate a lot of dairy products, the dose of fish oil you would need to offset the things in those foods that actually increase would be higher than it would be for the next person who maybe would be a vegetarian and doesn't eat meat and eats a lot of fish. You see, so the dosage, you have to experiment. You have to take as much of the good stuff as you can, as much fish oil, as much fish as you can tolerate, and at the same time reduce the bad things that will lead to inflammation, like, you know, a red meat and dairy products and so forth.
Okay. Is there anything, do you think it's worth going to get like an allergy test? Because I really don't know what...
Well, eczema, if you have eczema, you definitely should look at the possibility. Dr. Podell can confirm
this. Yeah, I mean,
this.
Both food allergies as well as allergies to dust mite or things like that will exacerbate eczema.
Okay, all right. Well, great. That's very helpful.
Okay, thanks for that call, Jane.
Thanks so much. Bye.
All right. Next, we have Mike from Whiting, New Jersey. Hi, Mike.
Okay, I got a... I read in your book, I got your book on a best supplement for your health, and I read about Pygium in there. I started taking it. I added it to my routine at double the dose, and I feel fabulous. I feel great. You know, for the BPH.
Okay, so you had symptoms, prostate symptoms.
Correct.
And... taking the Pygium made it somewhat better.
Oh, a lot better.
A lot better. So what? Tell us. How much did you take? And
well, I'm taking double the dose. I take it all. I drop it all at once in the morning with my regular medicine. You know.
Okay.
I take like 1 gram of the salt palmetto, the 160 extract.
Right.
And I take 4 of the Pygiums with it. And I've been doing that for about 6 months, and the PSA actually went down.
Okay. And what about the symptomatology? You were getting up at night and stuff like that?
No. But I was getting, I was having a slight burning sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's gone. The dribbling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's gone.
Wonderful.
And I read also somewhere that it's used clinically in Europe.
Probably more so than here, but it's used here.
Okay. And it worked for me.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Mike.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All righty. And next we have Ann from New Jersey.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm calling regarding something my daughter's had, which is ITP and now CVID, and these are immune things. And I'm wondering, she may start gamma globulin transfusion. Is there anything natural that she can take that might also be good to boost her immune system?
I'm not familiar with what you said was wrong with your daughter.
Well, she has ITP, which is a platelet, low platelet, blood platelets, and CVID is her gamma globulin levels are low, so she's not fighting infection.
We don't have anything real simple. This is mainly a medical problem in terms of this. It's far there. As we say, the complexity of why the platelets are down may or may not have to do with immune system deficiencies. It can be an overactive immune system can do it as well. And the immune system has many, many complex parts, and you can be overactive in some parts and underactive in other parts. So in your case, I would recommend, in addition to the good diet and the standard multivitamins and a bit of fish oil, which most everybody needs, we don't have a specific treatment that's tailored to your problem. If you were to come into the office, I would probably do nutritional assessment, measure levels of various vitamins, measure levels of essential fatty acids, and try to balance them so that they were all normal.
Okay.
But with the understanding that no one's really done research on your particular problem and applying nutrients to it.
Now, this is my daughter who's about 30.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean by your, yes. Yeah,
exactly. That's, okay. Very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, Ann, thanks for the call. Okay, guess what? Time for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these messages.
Hey, Martha, so how are you?
Hi, Barbara. Much better now that I found all of Seagate's olive products at Wilner Chemists. Don and Arnie discovered Seagate over 10 years ago. Seagate does their own fishing, organic farming, and they process all of their own ingredients in their own factory. The way health foods companies used to be.
Yeah, before so many began importing ingredients from China.
So I've heard, just like the drug companies. But Seagate is different. For example, they make their own olive oil, olive leaf extract, olive leaf nasal spray, olive leaf throat spray, and even pediatric earache remedy made from olives. We rarely get sick anymore.
Martha, have you tried Seagate's homeopathic rash sprays? There's one for babies called Bye Bye Diaper Rash and one for adults called Stop Rash.
What a great idea. No touch, all natural rash sprays without the goopy mess. Hey, you can use Stop Rash on your old Uncle Louie. Just spray it on.
Forget Uncle Louie. I got this terrible rash on my Barbara.
We don't need to know.
Okay, just remember, Seagate is doing it right. They harvest and process all their own ingredients. Look for Seagate's products at Wilner Chemists and other fine stores.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Research shows that all of us suffer from some degree of heavy metal and carcinogen toxicity. How do we rid our bodies of these toxic metals? Some try IV or oral chelation, but this is expensive and often comes with its own side effects. Good news. 18 months of research at Metagenics has resulted in a breakthrough heavy metal chelation product called MetalloClear. This new product boosts your body's ability to remove heavy metals by increasing levels of metallothionein, a natural detoxifier. It's safe and effective. MetalloClear even chelates cadmium, a toxin not removed by other types of chelation. MetalloClear contains turmeric, polyphenol-rich hops, andrographis, and zinc, and it works best when combined with other Metagenics detox products such as UltraClear Plus pH. You no longer have to put up with accumulated heavy metal metal toxins. Easy, effective detoxification is now available from Metagenics. Metallo Clear, along with Ultra Clear Plus pH from Metagenics, available from the health professionals at Wilner Chemists.
And be sure to tune in on June 1st when we'll discuss this with the experts from Metagenics.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions about nutrition. And we're going to answer a question from Louise from Millburn, New Jersey. Hi, Louise.
Hi there. I am an avid gardener, and I've been on my knees lately, and all of a sudden I've gotten terrific knee pain. And I have had a history of sort of arthritic knees, but this time it's more intense. I wonder if fish oils will help that.
Fish oil is an excellent, excellent anti-inflammatory. And taking it can definitely reduce some of the inflammation. And when you reduce inflammation, you allow healing to take place. So I would, if you aren't already doing it, the other things I would do in addition to fish oil would be glucosamine and chondroitin.
Okay.
That for sure. You might also want to consider...
Dr. Vanessa's anti-aging 3 collagen formula might be good.
That's a very good idea.
Which one?
Dr. Vanessa.
Uh-huh.
What's the exact name on the anti-aging?
Anti-aging 3.
3, collagen. That's right. Anti-aging 3 collagen.
Okay.
All right.
And I can get that at Wilner.
Absolutely.
Okay. Because, you see, the reason I say that, and I think the reason Arnie agreed so quickly, is that if it's getting worse as time goes on,
yes,
obviously you're starting to, you know, you probably have the wear and tear type of arthritis. You're losing some of that
yes,
cushion tissue and everything else. Well, you want, you know, not only do you want to reduce inflammation and so forth, which is what the fish oil and maybe herbs like devil's claw and boswellan and things of that sort will do, but you also want to try to encourage the regeneration of some of that connective tissue, that collagen. And that's where the glucosamine, the chondroitin, and the collagen supplement will come in handy. So
I take both?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
When you're dealing with a wear and tear problem like you have, you really need to be very, very aggressive. Because you're really talking about nutrient-type substances, and you need to sort of force-feed the joint to get it to do what it needs to do.
And with those two products will help to do that?
Yeah, definitely.
I take Solgar Multi 75.
That, you know, the multivitamin is always good. You always need that. We didn't stress it enough today, but we always recommend that that be the cornerstone of your nutritional program.
I buy it, the V75 from you, Solgar. Is that the? Would you recommend that one or another one?
Well, the VM75 is an excellent product. The 75, of course, refers to the B complex content. The only thing that sometimes I prefer to recommend the VM2000.
Okay.
The VM2000 is designed for a twice a day dosage, whereas the VM75 is technically a one a day dose. You could take a VM75 twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening, or if you prefer to not get quite that much B vitamins, then go to the VM2000, take one in the morning, one in the evening. As we've explained many times, the advantage of doing that twice a day instead of once a day is that these water-soluble vitamins will therefore remain in your system working for a much, much longer period of time. So I think you had a lot more benefit from a two-a-day dose rather than a one-a-day dose.
I will certainly try all of these, and I thank you so much for your help.
Thanks so much for calling, Louise. All right, now let's say hello to John from Seaford, Long Island.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. A couple of months ago, my mother had a bad cold or flu, and ever since then, she lost her taste and smell. Is there anything she could take to restore her taste and smell?
One of the nutrients associated with that type of thing is zinc.
Zinc.
So zinc is definitely, at least with taste, probably smell too. There is an association there if there's a zinc deficiency.
How much would you take?
Oh, probably 25 milligrams, 30 milligrams twice a day for a while just to see.
Right. Okay. If zinc deficiency is involved, now the possibility is that, you know, something with this virus actually went and affected the nerve, and that may have been playing on an already existing zinc deficiency and made it worse,
yeah.
Or it may be totally unrelated. So it can't hurt to take the zinc, but if it doesn't get better, I think a neurologist is probably where you start in terms of medical evaluation.
Or maybe the infection is not totally gone yet. You know, yeah. Maybe taking a nice immune system formula, for a couple more weeks, plenty of vitamin C, along with the zinc, of course, might not be a bad idea either.
Yeah. All right. Okay, thanks very much.
Okay, John, thanks for calling. Okay, next we have Vi calling from Queens.
Hello.
Hi,
doctor. Could you please tell me what's the name of the lotion? Because the lady called about the problem she
it's
had
called
with her skin on her hand.
It's called Zyndet. X-Y-N-D-E-T.
X-Y-N-E-T-T.
D-E-T.
Oh, X-Y-N-Z-E-T.
Zyndet. D like David.
Oh, D like David. I'm sorry.
Okay, and it comes a lotion, a shampoo, and a soap.
Okay, and also can you answer one question for me, doctor? Why are some of the companies putting titanium dioxide in our vitamins?
You want to do that one, Don?
Yeah, why not?
and hydrogenated oil.
Okay, let me be a little. I was being a little bit kind of funny. Okay, I don't know. Apparently, somebody's trying to make it seem as if titanium dioxide is something bad, and it's not. Titanium dioxide is usually used in supplements and pharmaceutical products in very small quantities as a coloring agent. It gives a white color. It is harmless, it's inert, and I don't understand why people are worried about it. Maybe because the name has a chemical name, a sound to it, but there's nothing wrong with the titanium dioxide. I'm not saying that you should sprinkle it on your pasta, you know, but in the little trace, teensy weensy, itsy bitsy amounts that are in supplements, I don't even pay any attention to it. It's been used since the history of tablets and capsules as a coloring agent in very, very small amounts. It's harmless. Okay. If you want to worry about things, folks, find something more important to worry about than the titanium dioxide.
What about the hydrogen?
As a matter of fact, it's natural. It's a natural coloring agent, so it's a good. That's why they use it. It's a natural material. It's a mineral found in the earth. It's good stuff. It's our friend. The titanium is your friend. Okay, what was the other thing you were asking about?
The hydrogenated vegetable oil.
Hydrogenated oils.
Yeah, and the artificial.
Well, that's
colors.
A bad thing.
Yeah.
That's a bad
okay,
thing.
Those are bad things. That's why, artificial. Yeah, that's why we say don't take Centrum and all of these because, they don't care about things like that, okay?
Right,
but
right.
Titanium dioxide is not in that same category. Hydrogenated oils are being removed from all of these foods because of the trans fatty acids.
There you go.
Right.
So, those you can worry about, but don't worry about titanium dioxide.
Can I tell you something very good?
Sure.
I've been listening
if
to
we
you
have
for
time,
years,
yeah.
For
yeah.
years, and everything has come out good that you've been telling us, and we're very grateful for that.
Oh, thank you so much.
I brought down the cholesterol, like 19 points, and the good HDL went up to 73.
Wow, that's good.
Yes, and a lot of good things. And so thank you very much.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us. Okay, that was Vi from Queens. Next we have Liz calling from New Jersey. Hi, Liz.
Hi, I have a question about cholesterol.
Okay.
My regular doctor did a cholesterol test and said my cholesterol is a little high. It was like 205, mm-hmm. but my ratio HDL and LDL was
fine,
mm-hmm.
not to worry about it.
Right.
Then I went to another, I had to go to an endocrinologist for something else, and he decided to do a whole makeover and everything. And he said that the 200-something is high and I should take medicine. I was just wondering what your take on it is.
Bottom line is it does not matter a bit what the total cholesterol is. It's totally dependent on the LDL and HDL. Okay.
Okay.
Whether it's over 200 or under 200 is irrelevant. You need to look at the LDL and HDL specifically.
Okay. Great. That sounds like what my doctor did. He said the ratio is fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. He was probably giving you the best type of advice.
Great. All right. So you're my third opinion.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. All right. Well, guess what? We're coming to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. Need to remind you of a few things. June 1st, we have a guest from Metagenics talking about detoxification, metallic detoxification, as well as all the other good types of detoxification. June 8th, we have Duffy Mackay from Nordic Naturals on as a guest. And June 15th, we have Shari Lieberman. She's going to be talking about nutrigenomics. And don't forget, June 21st, WOR Health Fair, Solgar will be at the Wilner Chemist booth, and we'll be going all over nutrigenomic stuff, and should be a lot of fun. Stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Vanini. See you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritionist.